real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. Okay, so today we're going to be talking about the drunk driver and the ankle braces. I believe that we shouldn't spend money on that because it will not stop the drunk driver from driving. And drunk drivers have killed many, many people. And I don't know why people just don't have another driver, a designated driver, or catch a cab, or whatever, but not drive the car. In the old days, Hawaii Raceway Park, a lot of the racers used to drink and drive because they were afraid of their car. Now, if you're afraid of your race car, then don't race. Well, a lot of them did. So, alcohol slows down your reaction, slows everything down, but not the car. The car is going at high speed, and the driver is going to low speed. So, drinking and driving don't match. And that PSA that I play, I went to a party, mom, was a true story, folks. Some of the names and stuff was changed to protect the people. But basically, that I went to a party mom was a true story. When I first got it made, to find somebody to voice it was really hard. Then at this other radio station that I was at, this big someone lady that was at the reception talked to me, and I said, hey, you got the perfect voice of a young girl. Can you read this? And she read it, and she said, no, she don't want to do it. But then after reading it again, she said, you know what, I'll do it. So she did it. And the first time we played it, back then, our broadcast station would reach the big island to Kauai. And a couple in Kona called in, and they were crying. Because when they heard that, it reminded them about their son that got killed by a drunk driver. So I wish people would think before they drive when they're drunk. Okay, so anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. If you have a question, announcement, or whatever. Well, it's the end of the month, and you should check if you have your safety sticker. But instead, why don't we get rid of safety sticker? Because number one is not being done right. Number two is not being enforced. You know, I want to hear from some people who got ticketed for safety sticker while driving now, not stopped. not being pulled over for speeding citation, but just regular driving, just get pulled over only for a safety sticker. Okay? Let's hear it. Anyway, 40 states don't have safety check. Why should we? That's ridiculous. I know that the TV news did a segment on that, and they checked out a safety check station. And common sense is, you think the safety check station is going to show exactly how they check your car? No, they're not. Because then they'd be liable and get fined by the administration. So, but you people know. And the other side of that safety check coin is they put on your VIN number. And the VIN number on the safety sticker can be photographed. And they can take that to a locksmith and they can make a key and steal your car. It's been happening all over the place. But they never put it in the news. But I'm telling you, remove your VIN number from the safety sticker. You can remove them with brake clean, nail polish remover, or get a black marsh pen and mark it out. It is not illegal to remove it. It should be illegal for them to put it on, because the VIN number is the social security number for your car. I mean, you wouldn't advertise your social security number all over the place. Okay? So protect yourself. Remove the VIN number. And there's one more in front of the driver on the dash. Put a black piece of paper down in there and block it off. Okay? That's the modern way of stealing cars. And the manufacturers want it to get stolen. The old days, they had a lot of integrity. The manufacturers put the VIN number on the doorposts. So you have to open the door to see the VIN number. Not today. Okay? So protect yourself, folks. There's no law that says you have to advertise your VIN number. Okay? So anyway, give us a call at 524-1080. 524-1080. Well, they expect a lot of rain, and you can trust the weatherman like the weather. It's supposed to have stormed yesterday. Well, it only parts of the island, not the whole island. But when it rains, folks, slow down. So many people are so much in a rush. Slow down. Smell the coffee and live. When it rains, the road gets slippery. No. Slow down, folks. Especially those people with underinflated tires. The tire is concaved, so the middle of the thread pops up. You don't have a full contact with the pavement. Check your tire pressure. Lowest tire pressure should be 44 pounds, not 32 or 30. If you have low pressure and going on a wet road, it hydroplanes easier because the middle of the tire is cupping all the water. Okay? So put the right pressure in the tires. A lot of people say, oh, it's hard riding. I mean, it's safe. It just makes me go crazy when people say, it's hard riding. I don't mind the danger. I don't know. That's why I always say, people only wake up at the funeral. Don't wait till then. Okay? Give us a call at 524-1080. 524-1080. Crested Cleaning Center has an excellent wax. Okay? And he has an excellent wax for all the lazy people in Hawaii. You wash your car with water. Then you put on the wax with a sponge. Rinse it off. And wipe your car dry. The car is waxed. It's an aircraft wax. So aircraft, I mean, think about it. Would you go and wax an airplane? It's going to take you a week. So they make this special wax where you just spread it all on, rinse it all off, it's done. Okay? Crestec Cleaning Center. Down on Kapilani Boulevard. Couple doors away from McKinley Car Wash. Go check it out. And McKinley Car Wash, oh, the wash is excellent. Beautiful wash job. Check it out. It's like having your car detailed. Okay? But anyway, one of the issues I wanted to bring out today, before I forget, is the front of the Capitol, there is a statue. Right? It's all black. It's a statue of Father Damien. Father Damien is not from Hawaii. Father Damien is not royalty. He was a great man, but he is not royalty. By putting Father Damien in front of the Capitol, it shows all the countries in the world how smart the politicians of Hawaii is. To show respect, King Kamehameha, Queen Liliʻokalani, or one of those ali'is should be the ones in the front of the Capitol. Queen Liliʻokalani is in the back of the Capitol. That's a wrong, wrong, wrong. I learned this way back from some Japan tourists that asked me, why is the Queen statue in the back of the Capitol? I didn't notice that. So I paid attention after that. And they think it's wrong. Because if you went into any other country in the world and put the king or the queen statue in the back, they would hang you or chop your head off. So that shows the mentality of Hawaii. We need to change that. We need to bring the queen statue in the front of the Capitol and move Father Damien statue to the east lawn facing the rising sun. That's showing respect. Okay? So much things are wrong here, and it needs to be done right. And we don't want to show the world how bad it is in politics. Okay, as far as the other subject that I like to talk about is the rail. They're talking about putting the rail on the ground to go through town. What's the sense in that, folks?
Aloha, Hawaiian Automotive 101.
What's the sense in putting the rail on the ground? It's the same thing as a bus. So, why are you going to have that? Why are you going to spend the billions of dollars when it's just like a bus? Well, Celine, Steve, and I were talking about that. And he said, you know, if it rains, the people are going to get electrocuted because the electricity comes from the tracks. Yeah, you think about it, folks. It comes from the tracks. But if you get rid of that and you find a way for the electricity to go, what's the sense in having the rail on the ground? It's just like a bus. The reason they want to do that is because they don't know where all the the sewer lines, water lines, electric, everything is in the ground. Because back in the old days, they never made a map. So to go through town, what they're estimating is way, way off. It'll maybe be four times the amount. When are we going to wake up? And the people on the outer islands, Kauai to the Big Island, you guys are all paying for that rail in taxes. You people will never use it. It's not worth the short distance it's going to go. It's not worth the money that we're spending on it. When they make an estimate, they have to stay by that estimate. That's wrong, wrong, wrong. And by doing this rail from Kapolei to Middle Street now has disrupted so many small businesses along the route. Small businesses are the backbone of Hawaii. They're going out of business. They start going through town, it'll be even worse. Now you think Hawaii cannot go bankrupt? Think again. Think again, folks. They're not going to announce it on the news. But you look around. Just look around. I know of six auto repair shops that shut down in Honolulu last year and moved to the mainland. Two more are on the verge come this December to shut down and move to the mainland. One of them is moving to Houston, Texas. Because it's ridiculous to do business in Hawaii. Anyway, you think about it. Dealer training for Shell dealers. One of the issues they put out, and I thought that was the best thing said, is do not keep your head under the hood, but look around in your community. Get involved with your community, because if not, by the time you get your head up and look around, you're in deep kimchi. Too late. Okay, is it break time? Yes.
Okay, it will be right back after a short station break with Mr. George Nita and Hawaii 101.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis. 8223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr. either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my 409.
Oh. Okay, we're back rolling again. And how's Rolling Bob? Rolling Bob?
Yeah, Rolling Bob here doing... Can you hear me now?
Rolling Bob?
Yes. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. Now you almost threw me off. So, George, real quick. I'm going to give, first of all, on the rain. You can't believe people won't slow down?
Yep.
I can't believe people won't turn their headlights on.
Yep.
Like, you can't see anybody in front of you. You can barely see the lights. And you have no lights on, and the only way people are going to know you're in front of them is when you step on the brakes. Let that sink in. That's
yep.
an accident waiting to happen.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
But, okay, so I'm going to give you two things on the rail. The first is the good, and then the bad. Okay, you put the rail on the ground. You're going to save a lot of money. Don't have to buy all those stations and elevators and all that stuff. Yeah, fairly easy. Here's the bad news. It's a train. It's not a bus. You can't turn.
That's right.
So you imagine when the Zipmobile breaks down?
That's right.
How it affects traffic?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do when the train breaks down across the intersection?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. But even more importantly, what are you going to do with the train when the cars block the track?
Mm-hmm.
Because you know how people are here, right? The
That's
light
right.
is red. There's no room. The light turns green. People just pull in the middle of the intersection when there's nowhere to go.
Mm-hmm.
The light turns red again. Now everybody can't move. So I'm telling you, you put the train on the ground. People are going to, besides the cars that are going to get run over by the train and the people, and go to any city that has rail on the ground, and you'll see the same thing. Like the famous bass player and the drummer from Tower Power Band in Sacramento a couple of months ago got hit by a train walking across the tracks to a gig.
Wow.
I'm just telling you. And look at all the cars. George, they run all those commercials from the mainland, right, about the cars because
mm-hmm.
people try to race the train. And the train doesn't stop instantly. It's insane. But you know
well,
what?
The rail won't have any pilot.
I'm sorry, say that again?
I heard that the rail will not have a driver.
That's true. Some of the new systems, they just have like the anti-collision thing, but it's a train. So they only look for what's right in front of it.
That's right.
And
That's
if
right.
you jump off thinking, oh, it's going to stop if I jump right in front of it, good luck with that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the main reason, folks, why the trains are elevated is for safety.
Yep.
It keeps it away from people. But, like everything else over here, why not? Put it on the ground. Matter of fact, put three.
Yeah.
I say just go for it. Just put trains everywhere. Who cares? And on that.
Unreal.
On that note, see, I'm choking myself up. On that note, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. And we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay. Who do we have on the phone now?
Okay, we have a caller. His name is Moki from the Big Island. Hold on, please.
Go Hi, Moki.
Hey, George. How you doing, brother?
Oh, doing fine. How's
hey,
the Big Island?
Know, I came down to the Oahu last week. I went crazy. That traffic is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
I thought we had bad traffic up here. Nothing compared to down there.
That's right.
And I see all these the rail things sticking up in the air, only half done. And they want more money. How many more billion do they want?
I'm not sure, but what they're asking is only maybe 1/4 what they're going to end up asking for.
Wow. Well, Well, anyway, another thing, I went to Kapolei. Have you been out there lately?
Nope.
The roads are unbelievable.
Really nice, huh?
We've got roads going to Mauna Kea up to the mountain that's more smooth than that. Without any asphalt. I might as well be driving on the lava.
Yeah.
So many pukas. I thought I was going to blow out my rental car. The tires.
Yep.
Anyway, hey, George, you know, they got a Shell service station up here. You was in auto repair, huh?
Right.
Why don't you come to the Big Island? We need a good, honest mechanic up here.
I was thinking about that.
You know, they got that Shell service station down there on Bayfront Drive. Mm-hmm. Nobody hardly ever goes there. That the alley right next door, choked with cars. But for some reason, I don't know what it is, if it's the Shell name or what, but, gee, I thought about you. I said, I think you can make a good money. And are you still doing that ethanol stuff?
Not right now, because we don't have any place to put it.
Oh. Well, they still got plenty of guys up here racing.
I know.
Sure they would buy it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Every island has a racetrack except Oahu.
Wow. That don't make sense, does it, George?
No.
Well, we can blame that all on Mufi. He's the one started that rail system.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when he went all over the world looking for a good system, him and his brother, traveling first class, all these different places, running up the bill, let the taxpayers pay for it. You know, I don't understand, but, you know, I guess no sense to get all worked up about it, George, because nothing's going to happen.
That's right.
Well, anyway, I'll fuck you later, George, but I just thought I'd give you my 2 cents.
Mahalo.
Mahalo.
Okay. Who do we have next?
Okay, we have Dot 3 Dean. Hold on.
Dot 3 Dean.
Yep, hi, George.
Good morning.
Hey, you know, I don't know if I told you this the other day. Oh, my God, boy, if there was any way I could have grabbed this from a guy. Had this kind of Rosewood 57 Chevy driving down Kalani Honolulu Highway. I thought to myself, ooh, station wagon. I thought to myself, hey, that's the kind of car that I want. But what's going to happen now if you don't have ethanol? How are you going to run that 57 Chevy?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Because the gas that we have right now, it won't run in the 57 Chevy.
It won't. I mean, the thing is, that's the kind of car that needed 104 octane Super Shell. Remember for better gas mileage? Remember Super Shell used to be the white pump?
Mm-hmm.
104 octane. It said Super Shell for better performance.
That's right.
But like you said, it's all over America, right? If the premium is capped at 88 octane, well, I mean, the rest of America is at a disadvantage, too.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So, how's the octane at Shell?
The octane at Shell, this past week when I tested it, is pretty good. It's at 89.
That ain't pretty good.
Or better than what the others have to offer.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Better than what the others have to offer. Yeah, no, this week it was, well, through my test, it was 89.
Mm-hmm.
Better than what America can get.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's that was my 2 cents for today.
Okay. Thanks, Dean.
Okay. Thanks, Lord. Bye.
Okay. So, that's it? Okay.
Okay. We have a caller on line two. Hold on, please. Go ahead.
Hello. You're on the air.
Okay, well, in the meantime, we had a listener named Harry who wants to know if there is a group that will write letters to help abolish the safety check. And he really didn't want to come on the air, but he wanted to know how we can do this, maybe form a coalition or something so we can barrage our politicians that we should really abolish this. I know it was started by Miley Shimabukuro on the Leeward Coast, but how can we continue to do this?
Yeah, but she's lose money here.
What do you mean?
I called her three times, I left word three times, never returned my call.
Well, you know, we should just go and visit her down at the Capitol.
I don't think that's going to do anything. She is one of how many? And they all just, I don't know. I don't know. They lost me. I'm just...
Well, they're not losing me, and I'm going to get a group of people together, and we're going to go down there and maybe get some action.
Yeah, well, good luck. Because, you know, these people that take the oath of office, that's where... They're taking the office to help the people of Hawaii. They do nothing. It helps themselves. Money in their pockets. That's why that word politician fits them perfectly.
Good afternoon, Hawaii.
Perfectly. Okay? So, but anyway, what was I going to say? Oh, there's a doctor that went on the TV that said, talked about safety belts on the cars, and he believes in it. Well, let me tell you the real truth, folks. The safety belts on the cars, number one, is not safe. Okay? NHRA, NASCAR, and every racing organization around the world does not approve of the safety belts that's on the factory cars. The reason for that, it does not crisscross your body. It goes from one to the other, okay? From the left down to your right hip, okay? So your right shoulder in a severe front-end collision, your right shoulder will go forward towards the windshield and twist your back, because the belt will hold the left side back and push, and your body will push the right side forward. That's the reason why all those racing organizations require across the chest, crisscross. It holds both shoulders square in the back so you don't twist your back, okay? Number two, the government has no right to make a law that penalizes you for not wearing the seatbelts, because it's your constitutional right if you don't want to wear a seatbelt, because you're not endangering anybody but yourself. If you're going to endanger other people, yes, they have the right to make a law. But not like this. Okay? It's just like the helmet law. You don't endanger anybody but yourself. So it's up to the individual to make that determination. So it's so much for the seatbelts. The other thing is the airbag. If the airbag was safe, why did it kill young people in the front seat? It's not safe. If airbags were good, safe, every race car in the world would require an airbag. No race car has airbags. Okay? So much for airbags. Anyway, and if airbags get defective and pop while you're going down the freeway, You're not going to be able to drive. Okay? I think it's break time. Yes?
All right. We'll be right back after this short station break with Hawaiian Automotive 101.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website, www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And it's something that I got to say again. I say, but people don't listen. Check your tire pressure. Very important. 44 is the minimum I recommend. Yes, the ride will be a little rougher because of our potholes, but it'll save you at least 2 miles more per gallon of gas. But the important thing, it'll stop your car and make your car respond a whole bunch faster. Okay? And stopping it is very important. Because if there's a little 3-year-old girl running across the street and you have to stop, you want to stop. You don't want to hit and kill her. Because even if she's wrong, it's going to be on your conscience. Because everybody's going to say, you killed a little girl, no matter what. Okay? So, you had a question?
No, I didn't have a question, but Harry did. He was very adamant about the stopping the safety check, and he wants to put together something where, you know, he would be actually willing to help pay people to help him put together letters and things of that nature to put to the legislature. I have to take that call, so I'll come back within a moment. So take it right now.
Okay. In the meantime, I'd like to announce there's going to be an EES seminar this coming Thursday at the Kukui Plaza at 7 p.m. It's free. It explains what EES is. EES eliminates all EMFs. EMF is electronic magnetic field. It's awesome. It's really interesting. I recommend it highly. Go to it. It's free. Okay? So anyway, you were saying, who's next on the...
We had Michael. Michael, try call back. Okay, we must seem to have lost you.
Okay. Anyway, you were saying about the safety check?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So that was Harry. So if anyone's interested in helping him out, just give us a call here at Hawaii 101, Hawaiian Automotive 101.
524-1080. Yes.
Okay. Also, we had a call from Neil, and he wants to know if possibly, because you have such great information here on the show, that it would be behoove you to have a YouTube channel so we could go nationwide and everyone could come in and tune in. And
That's a good idea.
Yeah. So anyway, I have Neil's number if you want to contact him a little bit later on.
Okay.
But he had a great idea, and he wanted to let you know that.
All right. That sounds good. Mm-hmm. Okay. So anyway.
And Michael, please call back.
Yeah, we have a little phone problems here, so that's all right. Just call back. I recommend the Autolite spark plug, the Autolite XP series spark plug is very good. I tested it years and years ago. It was first brought out to be used on the Japanese motorcycles, the race bikes. Okay? So they were excellent, and I recommend it highly. The spark plug is good for 50,000 miles or more. Okay? Whereas the other ones, every mile you put on, it weakens and weakens and weakens. You never know it. The Autolite XP, extra performance spark plug. Very good. Okay? Okay, so we have a caller?
Yes, we do. We have Michael. He's back on the line. One moment. Go ahead.
Hi, Michael.
Hi there. How are you doing?
Okay.
Good. I just had to be driving home. I heard your radio station, and I just had a problem I'm trying to deal with, and I just thought maybe you could help me with it.
And what's the problem?
Okay. I got a 2008 GMC 3500 Sierra truck with a 6.6 diesel engine in it, and I got an electrical problem with the TCM. TCM is just not communicating with the force motor inside the transmission. So I got a new TCM, and I'm looking for somebody to program it other than the dealer. So do you have any recommendations that I can take it to, or they can come to the shop, or you know, somebody mobile that can come and program a computer with a pass through?
I think your best bet is the dealer. That kind of stuff, you kind of don't have a choice.
Yeah, I know there's some people out there that have a pass-through with Snap-on, but I don't know who they are.
Yeah, there are people out there, but the dealer is going to do the best job for you.
What kind of car was that?
I did that already.
What kind of car is that?
2008 GMC pickup.
A GMC pickup. Oh, boy, I can't think of that guy's name. He's on Mo'owa Street. Yeah, Mo'owa.
They're by Pacific Plywood.
Yeah, they're by Hawaii Federal Credit Union.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, you go up that road. It's in the first driveway on the left.
Yeah, you know the name of it?
I know the name, but it's right on the tip of my tongue. I can't get it.
Okay.
Yeah, just drive in there. You'll see it on the left side. As you go in the driveway, it's on the left side.
Do you have any problems? You do a lot of computer work at your shop?
We do some. But you go in that driveway and look on the left side, you'll see it. It's got a big GM logo.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, can't miss it.
Okay. Who does yours for you?
Huh?
Who does yours for you?
I do my own.
Oh, you do your own?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay?
Thank you.
Good luck.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Who do we have next? Okay. Anyway, on the low octane, folks, the low octane fuel is damaging cylinder walls. Damaging very drastically, and people don't even know it. The first sign is your engine's going to start to consume oil. If you have to add oil, it's damaging the cylinder walls. So a lot of people, yes, want to use the regular whatever gas, the cheapest ones. Well, the engine is not cheap, folks. So you're only damaging the engine. Using good motor oil, like AMS oil or Royal Purple, will help save the cylinder walls. But the cheap gas, no. What it does, it makes the piston rattle in the cylinder and causes the wear. So many cars are at the auto auction now being auctioned off because of damaged engines and damaged transmissions. There's no cheap way around it. By going to the Shell Premium, you'll save better gas mileage, but most of all, you'll save the engine and transmission. Okay? So it's your choice. Now, as far as traffic on the freeways and the roadways, we have a lot now. And on the mainland, those of you from the mainland know that on the mainland, they do road work at night. They don't do it during the day working time. In Hawaii, they do it because you, the people, don't bring it up to the politicians. And if the politicians thought about the people, you, the people, they would never have them doing road work during the day. It's common sense. You take care of the people that got you into office. But who says anything? Nobody. Anyway, give us a call at 524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? So, if you have a question, announcement, or whatever. I just got noticed that, it's break time. Yes.
Yes, it's our break time. We'll be right back after a short break to Mr. George Nita and Hawaii Automotive 101.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my...
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And what was that about tax?
Well, we had a caller just a moment ago, and he was talking about how there are so many businesses shutting down and people moving away from Hawaii because of the expense and the politics and all of this. And he suggested that maybe how it can be done properly, but, you know, without those finger money-hungry people getting involved, to have some sort of a lottery or a gambling boat way out, you know, in the international zone, wherever that is. But he wanted your comments on that.
Okay. If, and that's the biggest American word, if the people listened back in 94 when I ran for governor, on my platform, it was to have cruise ships that go out and have gambling out at sea. And when they come back, they pay the taxes, whoever won. But instead of going to Vegas, they can just do it faster, cheaper, and better by jumping on a cruise ship and going out and have gambling. But as far as the people moving from Hawaii, well, I had an idea for that too. And the whole thing comes down to the landowners. The landowners that lease out properties to small businesses are too greedy. Mm-hmm. And they don't look at what can happen in Hawaii that cannot happen on the mainland. On the mainland, it did happen to Orange County. Way back in the 70s, Orange County declared bankruptcy because of landowners jacking the lease rents up too high. So everybody moved out. When everybody moves out, who do you have? You have nobody. You have no small businesses. So what happens to that place? It bankrupts. Okay? Good example is having a restaurant. You keep raising the price of your food. Who's going to come and eat at your place? Nobody. And when they stop coming, you can do all the commercials in the world. They will never come back. So, before this happens, these landowners got to think positive. It's better to get half a loaf of bread than nothing. Look at the corner of Waikamilo and King Street. There used to be a Shell station there. It closed down because the price of the lease was astronomical. $38,000 a month? That's ridiculous. Nobody's going to move in there. But does the landowners care? I don't know. I don't know what kind of thinking that is. If they had all of their properties and just collected half the rent, they would be much richer than with no rent. So anyway, a lot of their land, like that that station there has been vacant for 5 to 10, 20, 30 years. Think about it, folks. Let's say 20 years. If you collected only $2,000 a month, no matter what size of property, versus zero for 20 years, the $2,000 is better than zero. That makes sense. I mean, people have to think, okay? Everything is a domino effect. The closing of Maui Sugar is a domino effect on the whole economy. 700 people without jobs. 700 people, maybe 20 of them would have bought new cars or more. And it's a domino effect. People have to think about it. We're not in this world by ourselves. Okay? And the country of Korea has to wake up and smell the coffee. Because they don't control the world. And the world don't control them. But the world needs to know how to get along with each other. Because now the world has been intertwined in one big business project. You cannot break it apart. You break it apart, it's going to be a big domino effect. A good example is China. Get rid of China and what happens? Holy moly. Disaster. Okay? So, it's like cutting off the food supply. How long are you going to live? They gotta have common sense. And oh, I'm sorry. Common sense passed away in the 60s. So today we live with what we got. It's sad. It's so sad. You know? And Harry, I agree that we gotta get something together to get rid of safety check. You know, and if the politicians had the brains and researched how good safety check was, they would get rid of it too. And there is just a big, big lawsuit waiting to happen. The lawsuit is because they don't check the front axle shaft on the cars, the CV shafts. All the single car accidents that you see, 9 times out of 10, the CV shaft broke off. When it breaks off, it breaks the steering and it breaks the braking. So you have no braking and no steering. Good luck on how you're going to control that car. But that needs to be checked. And I haven't ever seen a safety check station check the CV shafts. Okay? So, anyway, give us a call. Oh, it's too late. Yeah, it's time to say aloha. So I'd like to thank all the people that called in. And, you know, apologize for the problem we have with the phone lines and stuff. We'll try to fix it for next week. But please, folks, get involved. Take care of each other. And please, don't drink and drive. Aloha.